little bit, just a few seconds longer than they should do. Just past the comfortable stage.
He won't let go of me.
No, I know. Has he kissed you yet?
No. Yes. Ah!
I've never been kissed by a bearded man before.
Yeah, you have, you liar.
It's a nice thing.
That was lovely. That was a really nice start to the day.
It was magical, wasn't it? I feel good giving them. I'm getting as much back from it. That's the thing.
Sure.
I'm probably more, in fact.
Mm. Wow.
More than I'm giving.
It's lovely. It's a beautiful moment.
See, you give, and honestly, you get so much back.
Tristan Lee Collins. He's got so much love to give.
Is it better to give than receive?
Yes. Mm. Yes, it is. There's no doubt.
It's me, Alan.
Alan's not here, by the way. Alan wouldn't do the show today.
No, you're kidding me.
I don't know why. Well, he's not here. I don't know why.
I don't know why he's not here.
He has a photo shoot, apparently, this morning.
Oh, come off it. I was with him last night.
How was he, drunk?
Always. No, he wasn't actually. He was stone cold sober.
Give over.
Completely sober.
We've had a text saying that he's on GMTV.
No, I don't think
he is. But I haven't seen that.
Is he? I think that was Kate Garraway.
Oh, was that?
Yeah.
They're often confused.
He's got the same legs,
same dentist.
So stuff him anyway. I've heard he's out of there.
Really?
Which one is it, Al? Where is it again?
Which one? On today's page.
No. The obvious one.
Yeah, I have.
This is the future. You ready?
Ready.
It's time for
just chop him out. Just chop him out.
He's gone.
To our hosts, it's Katie Price and Peter Andre.
He's gone now. That's it. He's gone.
That kind of works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
It's like the Justin Knight project.
That works.
Yeah.
It's so much better now as on a Sunday.
The Sunday Night JLC.
I've always wanted to say, like before when we were on a Friday and it was called the Friday Night Project.
Yeah.
I wanted to say Sunday.
Mm.
I don't know why. I wanted to say Sunday and
it
forced me to say Friday.
But, hey, I think the figures will be better.
I think, Chris, you could be right.
Yeah.
Because
I came back from the pub about 10:15 Sunday night, walked in, Sophie had it on the show.
Yeah.
And I sat down, had a mug of tea, and we added something to it. We watched the show. It was great. I like it.
Thanks, mate.
Whereas Friday night, I'm unconscious.
Mm. What, this is it. You're either out of it or
let's be honest, so are you.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, when I did the Friday Night Project, I cheated. I recorded it the night before. I've got to be honest with you.
One of the greatest guest hosts we've ever had on the show.
That's very nice.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
That's very nice. And you're right. I was brilliant.
You were brilliant.
Then Justin and Alan and myself met up for a drink the next day, Friday. Ooh. So the night the show went out.
I saw you briefly on that Friday, except I left about 7 hours before you did.
Everybody left us. And me and Justin stayed having a few drinks.
Yeah.
And then I went out for dinner for my brother's birthday and I fell asleep at the table and then I got home. And the show went out at 10 o'clock, something like that. I got home at 9 o'clock, fell asleep on the bed, woke up at 11 o'clock, missed the whole show.
Missed the show.
So the show that I wanted everybody to watch, I'm lying on my front, fully dressed on the bed like Marty McFly and Back to the Future.
Even I saw it.
But I watched the repeat, and it was still as
funny. It was excellent.
It's a good show.
It's a good show.
It was a great show.
And that theme music that they use for the Sunday Now project, as it is, Sunday Night Project, works great.
Do you think?
Yeah. But have you ever heard the record in full?
No, what is it?
It's rubbish.
I don't even know what it is. I've never known.
I'll try and find it. We'll get on the case. I bought it off iTunes one day, right?
Yeah.
And the song, I don't know how someone, because it works. When you hear this, right?
It's time for
it works, right? And then the drums into guitar, brilliant. The drums.
With me, Justin Lee Collins.
Bam, bam.
Music from the
Alan Carr's gone, we chopped him out. So it sounds great, okay? But then, if you were to hear the original record, you would go, I don't know who thought that would ever be a good introduction.
I'd love to hear it.
I'll find out what it is.
I've never heard it.
It's called Radio Waves, or it's from an album called Radio Waves or something.
It kind of sounds like it was written specifically for a TV show.
It does.
I'd love to hear it as a standalone track. That would be strange.
Honestly. It's pants. It really is.
It's a rubbish.
Are you looking for it, Al?
Yeah, okay, trying.
Fine.
I very much like your current advert with the explosions and stuff.
Dave, I love doing it.
I like the two versions of it.
Yeah, there's a longer one, isn't there, and a shorter one.
And there's a shorter one where they take out the word ass from Let's Go Kick Sunday Night's ass. And they bleep ass out.
No, come on.
Do they just say Let's Go Kick Sunday Night?
Yeah.
Really?
Sunday nights.
In the, is it just the long version where I kissed the girl?
Yes.
No.
Oh, she was wonderful.
Was she?
Yeah, her name was Lily.
In the long version, she strips off.
No, come on.
Yes, she does.
Well, they did that after we left.
Down to her underwear. She strips down to her underwear.
Well, they obviously didn't
Seriously?
Let me see that. They didn't let me see it.
Yeah.
They did that after we'd finished. She was lovely, though. Very good kisser as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Tongues?
Yeah. And I know she... I mean, I'm a great kisser.
Mm.
I mean, I probably kiss better than a hug.
Right, okay.
He does. I can confirm that.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's got a very soft tongue.
Mm.
Seriously, it's like sucking a marshmallow.
Yeah.
It's like a marshmallow.
A marshmallow, or you've just swallowed a galaxy bar. It's that smooth.
But if you two were to kiss, it would just be a fusion of beards and stuff.
Exactly. So where's the wrong in that?
Well, I'm not saying there's anything wrong.
Thanks, Steve.
As I just say, Alan's trying to find the theme tune for our next project. It's not going to be in the system, trust me.
Do you know what? We looked for it, though, last time you were in Justin, so it might... just been left in there.
I don't think
last time.
It's a very random song. I brought it in. I bought it and brought it in.
Okay.
It's you'll have to go up to my computer upstairs and get it off that.
My computer.
My computer. Anyway, stuff Alan Carr.
Yeah.
We should ring him. Because when he was on the show one day, we rang you, is that right?
And I was in bed.
You were meant to be in America.
I was actually in bed.
And you were in bed in Bristol.
Oh, I was asleep. I was out for the count.
Justin Lee Collins never answers his phone. I've got a few friends. Fern Cotton's the same. Never answers a phone.
Rubbish.
But you'll often ring. Fern Cotton's really weird. You'll ring her. Hi, leave a message. Beep. Hi, it's me. I just wondered if what time you're going to get to this gig thing, because I'll see you there if you're going to have a drink before, blah, blah, blah. Let me know. All right, bye. Call me when you can. Bye. Mm. 30 seconds later, I'll get a text message. I'll see you at 7:30. I'm like, hang on a second. You can text me. Why didn't you answer the bloody phone?
I do that.
Whereas Justin, I'll ring him on a Monday, and he'll ring me back Thursday, as if he's just got the message. I don't think you've ever answered the phone once. But
I am rubbish.
But you see, people who do that, people who actually text you straight back and answer the question that you just left, are actively avoiding you.
Do you think?
Yeah. Well, no, they are, because they clearly don't want to speak to you.
Well, obviously, so
they've seen it's
that.
You, they've listened to the message, and they replied in text form.
But sometimes you could be in a difficult situation where, it's not good to make the call, because maybe someone else is talking to you.
So instead you'd start texting?
So, because the beauty of the text is that you can do the two things at once.
Sure.
You can have the conversation, you can text at the same time.
Hey, let me change the subject.
Okay.
You're losing weight.
Yeah, I am. Are you worried about me?
No, I'm not worried. I think you're looking good. It's good.
Thanks, Chris.
I look back at some of your old shows when you were... Because you put a lot of weight on.
It is. I was really fat.
And but now you look... I mean, you could be a male model.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mm.
Airfix.
I was approached by Storm.
Were you?
No.
What, from the... Storm and the X-Men? Something like that?
Yeah. Isn't that the big agency? I don't know.
But are you working out? What are you doing?
No, I'm not. Actually, though, saying that, I did go swimming for the... I went to my gym.
Wow.
Because I've had this gym membership for a year.
Nice.
And until a week ago, I hadn't used it once.
Good boy. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Never used a gym membership. No,
but if you look back, you probably realise you're losing £50 a month.
64, I think.
Whoa!
64, I know.
By the way, you try getting out of that as well.
Yeah, I know. You seriously can't do it.
And you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Remember that palaver that we had trying to get out of our gym membership?
Oh, even when I cancelled it, they still tried to tell the bank that they, you know, the bank were wrong and tried to get the money out of the account. We had a nightmare.
We were locked in.
I had to send around a couple of women to sort them out.
Mm. They lock you in, you can't get out.
Mm.
So I rocked up about a week ago to go swimming, and the girl said, "We were wondering when you were going to turn up."
Oh, did she?
They had a sweepstake on how long it was going to take me to actually come in. I went in, I did a few lengths. Is it lengths?
Yeah, but then did you go swimming afterwards?
I went swimming.
Right, okay.
And then I had a steam.
What?
Then I had a steam.
I bet you did. Well, after all that exercise,
I thought
it's going to be pouring off you.
I thought I need to steam this off. You know,
yeah.
Go and have a steam.
Sure. I feel dirty too, especially when it's a member of the public. You know, especially when he might work in a gym.
Civilians.
Yeah, but civilians.
The thing is, next to the steam room, they have a sauna room as
right.
well. So why do they do that? So I had a sauna as well.
Right.
And I can't... Why do people have saunas?
I can't handle them.
Can't
steam rooms...
It.
Saunas, I kind of understand. Steam room, I don't understand the idea, because all that little droplets of boiling water fall on. I don't like
it. Well, it's the wet and dry thing, isn't it? You do. You have one next to the other, you know, and one is a moist room and the other is kind of like a dry situation.
So after a few lengths, you'll go in the moist room.
Moist room, and then you dry off. Situation. Then I like to go into the jacuzzi as well before a shower.
Yeah, when was the last time you ever went to a gym and did that?
About a month ago.
Really?
It's not bad.
Wow. I've got gym membership. A very sexy gym.
So after my steam and my sauna, I left.
A few lengths.
And I said to the girl, see you next year.
Right. Yeah, I don't blame you. She wasn't very good. It wasn't worth the length in the first place.
It wasn't worth it. Yeah. Why do people do it?
Why be bringing your armbands round to hers again, will you?
I'm cancelling that membership, Chris.
I think you should.
It's a waste of money.
Oh, you could go.
Maybe I'll just start going more.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that, actually. Go more.
Do you run?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no, that's daft.
You're okay.
I'm not doing that.
Cycle? Do you want, you know...
I don't mind a cycle.
Get a cross trainer in the house, something like that?
I might, although, but I've got piles, so...
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Mm. I didn't realise that.
So that's not good.
I didn't... Okay.
Cycling's not good for piles, is it?
It's really bad for it. Yeah. Really bad for it.
Like, Dominic, why are you laughing?
Sorry.
Have you got piles, Dom?
No, but it's a medical condition, isn't it? Sorry.
What, piles?
He's got piles. Piles and piles of wigs. He just forgets to bring them in.
He's got the most perfect head. You really have.
It's a good one, isn't it?
It's a beautiful head. It really is lovely.
Thank you.
I mean that, Dom.
It would be ruined by hair, wouldn't it?
It really would.
Because you wouldn't be able to, you know, see the full beauty of it.
He's much better off without it. He really is.
I found out who does the theme tune to the Friday Night Project. John in Liverpool is texting. It's Steve Hillage. And it's a great album called Motivation Radio.
Wow.
Steve Hillage.
Rachel's gone to get it.
She's gone to have a look.
Something like Light in the Sky or something?
That could be it. I think that's it.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Why have we never had Steve Hillage on the show doing the theme to the show?
Wait till I play you the song.
Okay.
And you will answer that question.
I'll know why.
Oh, you will know why. You know... Dun, 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 dun. But please welcome our guest, Katie Price and Peter Andre! And then the fade of music out then. Okay. That's the best bit that you have.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Chris, can I just say how much I love Peter Andre?
Do you like him?
He's the loveliest man.
What about Katie Price?
She's lovely as well.
Really?
I quite fancy her at the moment.
Yeah.
I like her new look.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I think she looks hot.
I like the hair.
Yeah, I do.
Very, like, the really...
I'll be honest, it's breasts first, but yes, I do like her hair.
And I love the nose.
Are we talking about Peter's or Katie's?
Peter's nose.
Right, Peter's nose.
He's not great. And they have, like, arguments, don't they, together?
They do.
And they have wonderful arguments. Mm. And they have arguments about the surgery.
Right.
You know, so Peter at one stage looked at Katie and went, you know, take your boobs off.
Ooh.
You know, because obviously they're...
Yeah.
And she fired straight back, take your nose off.
Oh.
And I love that stuff.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And then they go fingers, and then if...
Excuse me, they what?
They go fingers.
They have fake fingers?
No, no fake fingers. But what they do is they link little pinky fingers.
Yeah.
They have this thing. If they feel that maybe they're going too far with each other,
yeah,
and it's getting out of hand and are being a little bit too unkind to each other, they go fingers and they link their little fingers and it's all good again.
See, it's weird. When I've met Katie Price before, I've thought to myself, fingers, but I would never say it. I don't know her that well.
No, I know.
You know, and it would be inappropriate.
You could say it to Peter.
Misinterpreted.
I've done it with Peter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Peter loves my fingers.
He is just the loveliest man, though.
Mm.
Warm, lovely man.
Mm.
Harmless is the word that Sophie uses about him.
He's harmless.
He is, isn't he?
Well, it's a lovely thing to say, though, isn't it?
He's harmless. He's very friendly.
He's
very charming. He is exactly how you see him on telly. He's harmless.
Yeah. He's a good hug as well.
Does he do good hugs?
And likes to receive a good hug.
Does Katie do good hugs?
Do you know what? I don't think I hugged Kate. I don't think I...
It must be difficult to hug her fully, because you can't get that close, can you?
That's a dream.
You know, her boobs keep you at arm's length.
Yeah.
I'd have a nightmare, because you know I can't go near boobs, so trying to hug Katie
Price... I'd do it for you.
Well, Ali, let's be honest, you're a rubbish hugger, so I don't...
Oh.
Rubbish.
That.
Rubbish.
You're a man. You'd have had a good hug.
What, off of you?
Yeah.
Come on, then.
You had one, didn't you like it?
It was rubbish.
Come on, I don't want to get bogged down in rubbish.
Fingers.
All right, look, we're going to do a break for the news.
Okay.
So we're going to get you out of your chair.
All right, mate.
But you know what we're doing in the next hour of the show? We got you in early, so we're going to have a chat.
All right.
You know what we're doing?
Is it karaoke?
Karaoke tombola.
Come on.
That's right. We have a tombola.
Is it tombola?
Maybe.
Okay. It's a lucky dip.
Do you want me to tease you now?
Yes, please.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
These are the karaoke CDs we have.
Right.
Elvis.
Oh, that's good.
Lennon and McCartney.
Yeah.
Tom Jones.
Oh, come on.
Hang on a second. Queen. Neil Diamond.
That's a great lineup.
And Teen Idols. That's not so good.
And there's a duet CD.
Oh.
That means two singers.
Oh. That's amazing. I'm going to have to say, as I sit here now, I'm thinking Elvis.
Really?
Elvis.
I'm still thinking about Katie Price's fingers. I've got to be honest.
Mm. We really want to see them fingers.
Yeah. Right, Justin Lee Collins, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get him set up to sing, and he'll be performing for you later on this morning. I know when he did Tom Jones the first time, it went down a storm, so we'll hopefully get even more reaction.
Yeah.
And then it's the golden hour at 9 o'clock. Gee whiz, what a corker. Never said that before in the air. Gee whiz, what a corker. Alan Carr, who's he?
Digital. FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
Do you know what it is, Justin?
What's that, mate?
Alan Carr. He's dead to me. He's dead to me.
Yeah, he's made a mistake.
I thought Justin could be my drinking buddy, but weirdly it turned out that Alan became a drinking buddy of mine. But you know what? It's Justin again now. Alan's dead to me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Alan needs to think about what he's done.
Yes, he does.
That toothy, specky piece of crap. Yeah. Not coming on our show? Yeah. Stuff him. Yeah, he's dead. There was already an Alan Carr before him. He was more famous. You know?
The smoking man.
Stopped people smoking and got him on aeroplanes instead. This Alan Carr joker. Oh, it's me, Alan! Yeah. Can you stop me from smoking? No! Shove off. Hope he's not listening. He'll cry. Right, you ready to read the news or what, Dominic?
Ready.
It's 8:05. The warning. Past 8. Caroline and Milton Keynes has texted in saying, Chris, you and Justin sound so sultry and sexy this morning. You're making me feel all inappropriate before work.
Goodness me.
Wow.
That was nice.
Well, good morning.
Hello to you.
Justin, I like going into work feeling inappropriate.
Yeah. Justin Lee Collins is here.
Good morning, Justin Lee Collins.
Good morning.
Promoting the fact that your Sunday night project, Friday night project, is now on Sunday nights with Justin Lee Collins. Alan Carr is retired from showbiz.
Yes.
And he'll be no longer.
No.
No longer, just no longer.
Just, yeah, no longer. That's it.
What's he doing now as a job? Is he just...
Literally nothing.
Literally
he's
nothing.
He's become a dentist.
Has he?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a Shane McGowan lookalike.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
But yep. We're glad that it's me, Alan! We're going to do karaoke tombola.
Karaoke.
With Justin. Oh, somebody texted in, we should call it Carola. Which kind of doesn't work, but should do. Mm.
I suggested that yesterday, and Dave said it was a rubbish name.
It is a rubbish name. No, you said Cariola Bola or something, which sounds like a disease.
Cariola Bola. I suffered from that once.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, I was in hospital for days singing. Now, of course, Justin does a great Tom Jones.
Yes,
if you haven't
does.
Heard it, it's amazing. But I'm going to have a go, just to kind of get it all warmed up.
Your Tom Jones was some of the best live singing we've ever heard.
We tried to get... that's too... We tried to get him to come along the big weekend, and we thought it'd be great if he could sing at the big weekend in Maidstone. He couldn't do it. He was working.
He was playing darts.
He was playing darts.
Yeah.
Well, ask him about that later on. He was playing... I'm from Cornwall. Oh, dear. Do you like this one?
I love this one.
I like this one.
Mama told me not to come.
Oh, that's right.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all those crazy questions you're asking me?
King of tickets.
This is the craziest party that could ever be. Oh. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come.
Let's try it.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't a way to have fun. Go on, Justin.
Open up the window.
Open up the window, let some air into this room.
Yeah!
I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume.
And that cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun. No.
That's what I'm talking about.
You nailed Tom. You nailed Tom.
You love it, don't you?
I really do love it. Yeah.
You imagine that, the big weekend. Oh, 15,000 people would have been great.
Me and a big fro doing Tom. Oh, it
would have been amazing.
I would have loved it.
We had it. We'd flown him over from LA and everything. He was going to come and tap me on the shoulder. We couldn't get it over. Oh. But that was the plan.
Oh, really?
In our heads, it was an amazing success.
Because I've never met the great man.
Neither have I.
Yes, you have.
Have we interviewed him on the phone?
No, there's a photo on my mum's fridge of me and Tom, which means you must have been there as well. It was in that studio over there. He came in when we did an afternoon.
Maybe you're right. I love Tom Jones.
I love Tom Jones.
I love Tom Jones.
You are a great Tom Jones.
Your Tom Jones is better.
Wyclef.
What's Clef?
Moosty.
Elvis. I can't say Elvis anymore now. I always say Elvis.
Wyclef.
Which is my impression of your impression of Tom Jones saying Elvis. Elvis. That's
exactly how he says it.
Elvis. All right, well, we're going to have more songs. It's going to be sing along of Justin.
It's perfect for Friday.
I love Fridays.
Yeah. Me too, mate.
Can I have my JLC hug now? I've been waiting for
ages.
Oh,
have you not had your hug?
Not had it. We were building up.
Yeah.
Let's do it quickly.
Okay, let's have the hug then between Carrington of the Davis and Justin Lee Collins. Look at that. He doesn't even grab the ass. He just goes straight for the back. Look at that.
There's a bit of rocking motion there as well.
Oh, look.
You're so lovely.
Okay, now watch. It'll be just a couple of seconds past comfortable. We've reached comfortable.
Yeah.
One, two.
Okay, that's
enough. Yeah. She's suffocating now.
Fingers.
That's nice. That's too much.
How was that, Carrie?
Yeah, it's a bit. Yeah, I was getting a bit warm in there. Do you know what I mean?
She said to him, "Your microphone's sticking in my leg." He goes, "What microphone?
In there?"
Well, Wyclef. Yeah, because you get. I had the kind of face in the beard thing.
Elvis.
Fingers.
How was that?
It was very good.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
It just lasts a little bit too long, doesn't it?
Yeah. There's that little line and there's that little tiptoe across. And
did it start to get a bit wrong?
It did get a little bit wrong, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're not, though, are you?
No, I loved it. I loved it.
Right, okay, let's play some music and then we'll be back with more of Mr. Justin Lee Collins on Radio 1. Carrie may sound posh, but she's really common as muck. Everybody, Justin is here. Alan Carr is not, because he's a little busy.
In case you haven't heard, we now start at 6:30. That's 30 minutes earlier. We now start at 6:30. You get more moils every day. We now start at 6:30. 6:30 is the time we start. We now start at 6:30.
What time do we start, Justin?
6:30.
That's right, that's right.
The Chris Moyles Show. We now start. 6:30. International Radio 1.
Jason and Barrow's texting saying, can you ask Justin to do his Alison Moyer impression? It's great.
Okay.
I didn't know you did one.
Shall I do it?
Why not?
Only you.
All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew, only you.
Wow.
I've never heard
And you look like a two with, you know, the physique and the beard.
I met Alison Moyer once and I said, I do an impression of you. Can I do it? And she went, all right. And I did it. And the look on her face will stay with me until the day I die. I totally freaked her out.
Good or bad?
In a bad way.
Oh, really?
I think it was bad.
What, because it was too good?
I think it was too good. I think it was that whole, here's a big, fat, hairy guy doing me. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Well, she must have thought it was like looking in the mirror.
And then I went in for the hug. And
oh,
went,
no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I said, come in for some of the good stuff for you. Oh, it was very warm in there as well. Very warm in there.
Should we ring Alan Carr?
Yes.
See if he answers his phone. Now, do you think he will?
I'll have a tenner that he doesn't.
Well, he should do, because he's doing a photo shoot this morning.
Mm. So he must be up, right?
Which is why he's not here.
Up. He's always up.
I don't know what I've done to upset him.
You haven't upset him?
I hope not. Okay, let me read it. 079...
Okay.
What?
You're like Cilla Black when she used to do surprise, surprise. Had to read the number out.
It would be a surprise if the whole nation got it, wouldn't it?
It's me, Ellen. Phone on or phone on? Oh,
on.
Phone's on.
This and ringing.
Hello, who's this?
Mm. Fingers.
Stop it, though. He doesn't do it. Oh, he must be in makeup for this photo shoot. You know, that's what it is.
He's in bed.
Ooh. Welcome to the Open Room.
Come on, Al.
Well, let's see if I can get into his voicemail.
Hang on. 9, 2, 4, 1.
Whoa, shut up. Ooh.
Please enter your PIN.
Enter your PIN?
Mm.
Yeah. See if I can get into his voicemail.
The PIN you have entered is incorrect.
Try the other one.
I can't believe he's not answering his phone. It's a disgrace.
Let's at least lock his voicemail. It's punishment for not coming on the show.
The PIN you have entered is incorrect.
Right.
You enter your PIN.
Okay, let's go for this one. This is a good game to play.
The PIN you have entered is incorrect. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
There you go. That's his voicemail locked. Right.
Mm.
Punishment for not coming on the show.
Mess with me again.
He deserves it.
He'll have no messages for 3 weeks now.
That's right. Deserves it.
Yeah, he does.
See, that's what he does. Do you want to have a go at the... Caraola.
Yes, please.
The karaoke tombola.
Yes, please.
It's in front of you. Give it a good old spin.
Now, this is a proper tombola. I really don't know what.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, inside there's lots of different pieces of coloured paper all rolled up.
Put your hand in the slot and pick one.
Okay, go for a red one.
He's going for a red one. All right, let's see what he's got.
I've selected...
Yep.
Oh, my goodness me.
What is it?
Let Me Entertain You by Robert...
Now, it's up to you. You can put it back in and choose another if you wish.
Can I put it back in and choose another?
Yeah, redraw.
Yeah. It was a withdraw. Thanks, Dave.
All right, he's going to go for it.
Going green.
He's going green. For you.
I've chosen... Oh, no, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen. Oh.
Can I put it back in?
Or... Yeah.
Redraw.
We'll keep going until he finds what he likes.
Redraw. Let's go yellow. Yellow.
It's our game, our rules.
Blue suede shoes, Elvis.
Elvis.
I'm choosing it all.
Yeah. Redraw.
The thing is, I want you to be confident with the song.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's all about that. Rock Your Body, Justin Timberlake.
Redraw.
Alan!
Redraw.
Wasn't me.
Who put that in there?
No, me, that man. Me, me.
Oh, we might have found one.
Yeah?
Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond.
Oh!
It's a good one.
That
That's a great one.
It's a classic. Mm.
I sang a bit of that this morning. I started the show with that.
It's a really good one. Do you want me to go back in or...
No, that's nice.
It's a nice one.
Yeah.
No, stay out.
Yeah. I love Neil Diamond as well.
Has he got the words?
Yes.
I've got the words here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Lee Collins is Neil Diamond!
Give me a cue to come in, Chris. I'm not sure.
Thank you.
And I'm seated as well, I'm seated.
1, 2, 3, 4. Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, then spring became the summer. Who'd believe you'd come along?
This is my favourite bit now.
Hands, everybody, hands.
Hands.
What about them? What about them?
Touching hands.
What are they doing, Justin? What are they doing?
Reaching out.
Who are they touching? Who are they touching?
Touching me.
Touching you.
Touching you. Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. Woo! I've been inclined,
ba, ba, ba,
to believe they never would, but now I the night. And it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two
fingers.
And when I hurt,
oh, it hurt.
A hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you?
How you feeling, Justin? How you feeling?
Warm.
Oh, warm, lovely.
Touching warm.
What are you doing with that warm?
I'm reaching out.
And who are you touching, Justin?
I'm touching me.
Oh, who else?
Touching you. So good. I've been inclined,
bah, bah, bah,
to believe they never would. Oh, no, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin E. Collins is Neil Diamond.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You love it, don't you?
I really do love every minute of it.
One more chorus?
Yes, let's do it.
Come on, then. One, two, three, four.
Sweet Caroline. So good.
Yeah. What do you feel?
I've been inclined,
oh, bah, bah, bah,
to believe they never would. But now,
oh,
sweet Caroline.
That'll do it.
Oh, man alive, I love this.
Oh.
Please let me come back in again next week.
Hey, listen, you're here all day.
Oh, Chris, I love it here. I come in, I hug, I'm throwing out hugs left and right, I'm singing.
It's all for you.
Oh, I love you.
See, that we want the guests to enjoy themselves because there is no appearance fee. You have to enjoy yourself.
Who needs money when you got this?
Well, Alan, obviously, because he's not here.
Is there a better way to start a Friday? I think not.
Dave, there really isn't. There really isn't.
Hey, listen. My future sister-in-law, Kerry,
yeah,
who you met that time when we were in the pub,
yeah,
the deep pub,
yeah,
so just texted me saying, oh my God, JLC is amazing. Tell him there's 50 quid for him if he'll do it at the wedding.
All right.
At their wedding next year.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Not only will I do it at the wedding,
yeah,
I'll give them 50 quid for their wedding present.
Oh.
That's so much, I love it. That's what I'm talking about.
As long as they pay you 50 quid to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Exactly, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'd love to sing that in a what, Sweet Caroline at their wedding.
Well, we need to have a chat. We have plans for you. Because we know we tried to get you to sing at the big weekend, but you were throwing your arrows.
I was.
For a show you're doing on Sky.
Yeah, the Bristol Flyer.
When will that go out?
Monday week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, June the 23rd.
Oh, that's quick.
It's really quick. It's a quick turnaround.
So, June the 23rd, what yeah, time?
10 p.m. Sky One.
Sky One. Everybody watch it. Will it be in Sky One HD?
They've shot me in HD.
Beautiful. I love that.
You've never seen me looking so well.
You know what the HD stands for, Dave? Hairy Dad.
Yeah, I'm in Hairy Dad.
Come on, don't, you're not in Hairy Dad. Let's
you go. Are Hairy Dad.
Yeah,
I am Hairy Dad. I mean, you've never really seen me before until you've seen me in HD. Why did they invent this thing?
I don't know.
You can't. We don't want people like me. Don't want HD.
Oh no, it's good.
Yeah, it's really
good.
It
can pick out the food in your beard.
That's exactly right. It gives so you everything. A bit.
Sky One. This is you as you attempt to become a professional darts player.
Yeah.
So are you still filming it, or is it all done?
We're still filming it.
Wow.
We'll be filming it later on today.
What? Today?
Yeah. And then
where?
Back in Bristol.
Okay. Oh.
I'll be at Maximum Effects having my hairstyle done.
Beautiful.
All ready for the big tournament.
That's where you get your hair done.
Yeah. Sure.
Maximum effects.
Maximum Effects.
Wow.
Yeah, Sean, I don't let anyone else touch my hair, and I swear that's true.
Who does it?
Sean.
Sean.
It's his salon.
Is it not weird having a hairdresser called Sean?
Yeah.
Come in here, look, what have you done with this, you bad boy?
He'll be waiting for me with a glass of champagne later on.
Wow.
Honestly, we're filming in Maximum Effects. I'm having my highlights redone.
Right.
I'm having, I don't know what I'm having, a choppy bob or something. I'm having something
done. Choppy bob?
Yeah, ready for the big tournament. It Pontins Breen Sands tomorrow and Sunday.
Brilliant.
The Bristol Flyer is the culmination of our film. I am playing in like a BDO sanctioned world darts event.
Brilliant.
I could play Bobby George. This could happen. I'm rubbish. I'm really rubbish.
Are you not good?
Oh, I'm rubbish, Chris.
Have you enjoyed it though?
Oh, I love every minute.
Because when you did all the tasks,
yeah,
the worst task you did was the ventriloquism, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The Illusion you loved.
I loved Just an Illusion.
And then what else was there? There was...
I did, obviously, Tom Jones, Celebrity Impersonator.
Yeah, that's right.
Which was one of the highlights of my life.
But you hated the ventriloquism.
I hated ventriloquism.
Are you hating the darts, or are you enjoying it, but you're just not very good?
I love the darts. It's my favourite sport. It's right. always been my favourite sport. I'm just not good.
Okay.
But that's not going to stop me.
How are your maths?
Terrible.
Right.
It's not so much the maths, it's the memory. So I'm playing in the pub, and it's not that they're good at adding up or taking away. They see the shots. So yeah. If you're left with 147, they know, right, you want treble this, double that,
yeah.
or two trebles of this and a double of that.
Yeah.
They see it straight away.
Yeah.
And that's a skill in itself.
Let's say you've got 53 left.
Well, I mean, if you want to go for the big shot, you could go single three ball.
Ooh.
But, you know, that would be daft.
Can you end on the ball?
You can end on the ball
okay.
or the outer ball.
Oh.
Yeah, or a double. I would probably go, facing 53, I'd probably go fat 13, double top.
Ooh.
Yeah. You've got to be a confident man to go for 53
single three ball.
I know. You really have got the confidence.
If you do that, you're going to win this damn tournament.
If I could do that, I would win it. I mean, it's crazy to go three.
What
bull.
A way to check yeah. out.
Honestly, though,
three bull is ridiculous.
Don't even contemplate it. That's crazy.
Three do you know
bull.
What
no
I'd
one
do?
Does that.
I'd go three.
Yeah.
Outside the board, then I'd only have 50 left.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd go double 25, single three.
So that show is on Sky One, Monday the 23rd of June at 10 o'clock, the Bristol Flyer.
Thank you.
And then the Sunday Night Project this week is Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Baywatch Anderson.
What's she like?
We did it last night.
Yeah.
Well, I say that. We recorded the Sunday Night Project last night.
Right.
And yeah, she's...
Sexy in the flesh.
She's, you know, everything you'd expect oh. and more.
I would imagine she's small in real life, is she?
She is quite wee. She's very, you know...
Does she arrive at the studios with the breasts, or do they come in a bag?
They came in a separate limo.
Right.
Mm.
But yeah, she looked amazing. I have to say, she looked stunning.
Yeah.
Bammy.
Relax.
Thank you.
Just breathe.
Yeah.
We got some good guests lined up for the Sunday Night Project?
Yes, we have.
Peter and Katie on so far. Pamela Anderson?
Yeah. Next week, Mark Ronson.
Oh, hosting?
Yeah, you're going to come down for that?
No. But I tell you...
Or Chris?
What, no, maybe I will. Maybe I'll come.
You love the Ronson.
The thing with Mark is he talks like this and it just sounds like he's just really not interested, but actually he is quite interested.
It's going to be the longest record.
Mm. Oh, Jesus.
It's yeah, like he's whatever. On Mogadon.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, it's time for Who Knows the Most About the Toast. Host. Post.
He's great, though, isn't he?
He's a lovely guy.
Me and Al went to New York the weekend just to hang out with him. Yeah. Yeah, that's how we roll. And then...
Alan Carr doesn't even answer my phone.
Well, then we got the Hoff. The Hoff's coming on.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll come down that night.
You've got to... Please. I can't wait to meet the Hoff.
Have you not met him before?
No.
I've never met him.
I can't wait to meet him.
Jump in my car.
I want to take you home.
Brilliant.
It's the best. You see the video?
Yeah.
It's all thumbs.
But it's like a police
thumbs and fingers.
Isn't it? Don't you think? It's like a, you know, public information film.
It's one of the greatest music videos ever made. I love it.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have to do the news because we're very late for the news, so get out.
Okay.
And then we'll have more Justin. And then it's the golden hour from 9 o'clock. But there's no reason why we can't. What time do you need to leave?
Well, I've been ordered to get into my car at 9:15.
Who ordered you?
Lovely Katie Phillips, my PR, so I've got to go and do this morning.
Stuff it. Don't worry about it. Phone it in. Alan could do it on his own. Well, he can't. He needs you.
He needs me.
It's me, Alan. Have I told a story about my dad? I've done that one.
Fair enough. Three stories and other people's jokes. It's a shame that
I can't let him do it on his own, Chris.
What?
I can't let him do it on his own.
It's me, Alan.
He needs me.
I don't need him.
He can't operate without me.
I don't need him. Justin!
He is... Don't you feel when you hang out with him sometimes, it's like hanging out with a character from On the Buses. Do you know what I mean?
Get you, Blakey. Arthur! It's me, Alan!
He would fit into that very well.
Yeah.
I'm only joking. Well, no, I'm not.
Ooh.
So... Easy. We will have more from Justin in a bit. We're going to do the news. It's very late. It's your fault, Dominic.
Why is my fault?
A little bit later than advertised. It's 8:30.
That's better. 8:43.
Do you want to do another song, Justin Lee Collins?
I'd love to.
Okay. Get around there and spin a tombola. Okay. And spin it and then choose enough until you find one you like. It's new kind of tombola rules.
Thank you.
You don't just get one go. You get as many goes as you want.
Let's see, here we go.
Sex Bomb, Tom Jones.
Oh, do you want to go for that?
Should we have a go?
Yeah.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah. It's modern Tom, but
it's modern Tom.
It's good, though.
Okay.
I've got a funny feeling that's the long version.
Oh, is it?
Oh, with a long intro.
Yeah.
I don't really think I've sang Sex Bomb before. Yeah. I don't have the words.
You don't have the words? Oh, find Sex Bomb. I'll find the words.
It's under S, Dominic.
Of course, I believe Sex Bomb was Tom and Moose T.
That's right, it was. Who was it again?
Moose T.
Moose T, have you got the words now?
I have the words now.
It's, let me do some text messages while this is coming on. Funniest guy on TV, ask him to sing again, says Rianne.
Wow.
JLC, whilst he's alive, the world is okay, he makes it all right.
Oh, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
That's nice.
Damien's texting, just says, I want a hug.
Okay.
Loving the JLC, absolute genius. JLC is the best. He just made my day. Love, Philomena.
I love you, Philomena.
Say that's Tom Jones.
Philomena.
How about getting JLC to sing the whole of the Golden Hour? We did talk about that. Why? Actually, but I've just become an even bigger fan of Justin, the man is quality. S from Aberystwyth.
Thank you very much.
Tom Jones can say Aberystwyth.
Aberystwyth. Oh. Wyclef.
JLC has just made my birthday by singing that song, says Annabelle. I pay good money for JLC's album.
Happy birthday, Annabelle.
I want his baby, says Tina and Chiswick.
I make good babies.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're off and running.
Let's stand up.
Why not?
I kind of have to stand for Tom.
You can do whatever you want.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is this good?
Okay, shall I count you in?
Yeah, give me a kick, Chris.
One, two, three, four.
It's my only baby.
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay.
No.
But that's just
very good. I've never played this version before. All right, here we go. We're building up now.
My homie, baby, you satellite.
Yeah!
Infrared to see me move through the night. I'm gonna fire, shoot me right. I'm gonna like the way you fight. Now you've got the secret code I use to wash away my lonely blues. So I can't deny or lie, cause you're the only one to make me fly. Moose,
sing it, Tom.
Sex bomb, sex bomb. You're a sex bomb. You can give it to me when I need to come along. Sex bomb, sex bomb. You're my sex bomb. And baby, you can turn me on.
Yeah!
Nice. Thank you.
Cheers to another one. Come on, what a roll.
Where's my...
Stick a Bob Dole and a Bob Dole roll with Justin Lee Collins.
It's not unusual. That's what I'm hoping for, because I love
that.
What
are you looking for?
I got Hang Dog by Elvis.
No, next. Because the Elvis CD is like a compilation. It's not very good. It's like a medley, rather.
Help the Beatles?
No.
I love this game. We just keep going until he finds what he likes.
She loves you, the Beatles.
Can't we just give him It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones?
I want him to find it.
You're the one that I want?
No.
We will rock you, Colin.
No.
that's Dave's.
Sorry, Dave, I can't. Oh, look what I found.
What?
It's Not Unusual, Tom.
Oh, give over.
What a stroke of luck.
What track is It's Not Unusual?
That's amazing.
It is...
track one, of course.
I've never sang this one before, so...
No.
I need to
do you know how it goes? It's not unusual
to be loved.
By anyone. By anyone.
Wyclef. Moose tea.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm there.
Okay.
Give me a key kiss.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Lee Collins!
It's not on... Is that right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's not.
It's not on...
Is that right?
Not yet. On the wolf whistle.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging around with anyone,
not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. Ow! It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone,
sing it, Tom.
It's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want it to. Why can't this crazy love be mine? That's big, that's big for this. Oh my goodness.
That's what I'm talking about!
Justin Lee Collins, the album coming soon.
We're still going.
Yeah. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time.
Oh, what about it? What about it?
It's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. It's a weird end. It kind of goes, whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's got a weird finish. I loved him in Tom.
You have a look.
I do love Tom Jones.
That does it for me.
Do you think he's listening?
No.
No.
But if he was...
Yeah.
He'd be loving it.
I saw him in Vegas at Christmas. I took my dad to Vegas.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, we saw Tom play the MGM Grand. Oh. And he was just sensational.
Did he do all the hits?
He did all the hits. A few new ones that I didn't recognise.
Wow.
He sang "I'll Never Fall in Love Again," which is a heartbreaker.
What, Bacharach and that one?
Is that the? It kind of goes, "Fall in love." You know that one? I'm never gonna fall in love.
No, I don't know.
Detroit City.
Oh,
She's a Lady. Written by Paul Anka.
Hey,
Sorry.
Do you know what I think we should do?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear you do "Especially for You."
I'll do it.
As Tom Jones.
Oh, what? Okay, I'll give it a try. Right. You got the words?
Yeah.
Especially for you, as in Kylie Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, let's give it a try.
I don't think the words are there, Al.
No.
I'll do it with you.
As Tom. How would... Okay.
Tom and Crap Tom. You'll be Tom, I'll be Crap Tom.
You do a great Tom.
I do a poor man's Tom.
How does it start, especially for you?
It starts...
Especially for you.
Oh, yeah. I want to let you know what I've been going through.
Right, open your eyes. I'm giving you the words.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Okay.
Where am I? Oh, I got it. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
This may or may not work, but I'm thinking if it does, this could be a...
It's worth a try.
Isn't it, Jim?
Just try it.
Do you know, we're the only thing on Radio 1 right now.
I know.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Okay, one more time.
Okay, let's try it.
It's all right.
Especially for you.
Okay. I like that.
Is that good?
So it goes, bum. Especially.
Okay.
You're on the second bum.
It's the second bum.
It's me, Alan.
No, not you. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Especially for you. I want to let you know what I've been going through.
Bear with me, I'll find it.
Nice.
All the time we were apart, I thought of you. You were in my...
I don't think it's going to work. I don't think Tom... Tom
right, especially for you.
Okay.
Let's do the...
Especially for you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was feeling...
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on.
He didn't do this in Vegas.
Hello, Alan. Alan. Oh, Alan.
Yes?
You're live on Radio 1, don't swear.
Oh, what are you doing? I'm in bed, and I'm supposed to be
Hey, listen, let me... Hang on, Alan, let me bring you back.
Okay, I'll call you back. Put the phone down, I'll call you back.
So he's not in a photo shoot at 8 o'clock.
I knew he was in bed, I knew it. I knew he was in bed, Chris.
Yeah, he's such a liar, I didn't think he's even gay.
The whole photo shoot thing was a sham.
Wasn't it?
And he's not, as well,
he's
I
not
can
gay.
For a fact.
I heard him and...
Pamela Anderson had a thing.
There was definitely something
going
on.
How can he... What? How does that work? He hasn't changed his number, has he?
No, of course not. He was all over Pam. It's embarrassing.
Was he?
Yeah.
He is embarrassing, that's what he is.
It's me, Alan.
Every time we get, like, a female guest host, you know...
Just pouring them.
Oh, just all over them. He just sees it as a dating opportunity, Dave.
That's just rude.
Hang on a second. He just rang...
To the O2 me.
He just rang me.
This is the kind of man, honestly...
How does that work?
Ring him again.
This is what I
Maybe he's gone for a wee.
He's interrupted Tom Jones doing especially for you.
Exactly.
What the hell?
Week in, week out.
Now he's ringing...
Right, now, look, just... Don't ring me, I'm trying to ring you. Yeah, but put the phone down and wait for me to ring. Put it down, you silly tart. I'll call you. Get off.
Hey, what doesn't he grasp?
Do you know what? It's like having a row with Paul O'Grady's son.
Yeah, I know. I know. Every day.
Ring him again.
I'm ringing him. I'm going to wait for him to put it down and clear it. And now I'll call him.
He started hitting me as well.
He hasn't.
Yeah. He hits me.
What, the back of a spoon?
Yeah. Yeah. How'd you know that?
Well, welcome to the...
Oh, turn it in!
Did he not say that he couldn't pick up the phone, though, or something? Which
is
I
he
didn't...
barring incoming calls?
What, has he burned his fingers? What's he done? I know. Oh, here we go, we're ringing now.
He hit Pamela Anderson as well.
Did he?
Okay, now it's ringing.
That's true.
Well, he's not going to answer, is he?
But he should know it's ringing. Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
Listen, my cousin was rocking with his phone out.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I think I've got something that stops blocked numbers, because your number came up as blocked.
Okay.
Because I always do that when you phone.
Hey, listen, why are you not here?
Listen, I had such a late night last night, and I've had trouble with my gastric band.
Oh, that's nice. We got told you were doing a photo shoot this morning, which was why you weren't coming in.
I'm doing one. My car's picking up at 9, but listen, it's for my book. I've got to look good on the book. I can't come in that early. I'll come in another day, but I can't look good for my photo shoot. You know, my image is important.
I'll get you, butler.
Arthur! He's just like, spare a thought for me.
You don't even spare a thought for Justin, do you?
Is Justin there?
Yes,
of course he is.
Oh, hello, Justin.
Hello, my darling. Why are you hitting me?
Justin has told us that you started to hit him, is that right?
I hit him?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in an abusive relationship.
Well, listen, you got to stop that. You got to pack that in.
I drink. He comes in late from the pub.
Well, you're drinking at home. That's bad.
Yeah, just sitting there watching Vlog It.
He hit Pamela Anderson.
Hey, is it true I heard that you hit Pamela Anderson?
That I hate her.
Oh, no, you hit her.
Oh, I hit her. Yeah. We're in this limo picking her up, and then she sat astride me and was like grinding, and then she went and she slapped me around the face and went, hit me, hit me. And so I did, I smacked the one. And I don't know how hard to hit a girl. And then Justin went, you bit the guest host, you went, well, she did it to me.
I tell you what, I mean, at least he's getting better. We had full-on sex. It was when I was hosting.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm learning to hold back.
Yeah, well, sure, I appreciate that.
I mean, let's face it, Pamela's had worse in the face.
Right, so what is the, what's the photo shoot for this morning?
Now this sounds cheesy, but it is for my book. I've written a book, and I've got to be on the front cover, obviously, because it's my book.
Right.
And they, you know, I've got to go and got to look a bit pretty.
Oh, my God, so you're there till Sunday?
Oh, you're so funny.
So hang on, so Justin, you're on this morning today without Alan?
No, with him.
Do you know you're doing this morning?
No, I'm not.
Are you not?
I'm doing the photo shoot.
I thought you were doing this morning with me.
No, you're doing
it. Oh, my goodness.
Look, there's an advert for this morning showing Alan and Justin.
Alan is wrong. Anyway, listen.
Alan, this is not a joke. Are you sure you're not double booked?
No, I've just got my photo shoot today.
You're on this morning with me.
No, I'm not.
You what?
They just put an advert on the TV. We're watching it now.
What?
I swear!
You're on this morning with me!
Oh, don't muck about, you liar.
Oh, for goodness sake!
This is... Do you know what? Do you know, Alan? This is like just like the BAFTAs all over again.
Exactly.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm getting a name for myself alive.
Yeah, alcoholic. Alan, yeah. Alcoholic car.
I'm not drinking, Sal.
You're going to have to ring your people out.
No. How much have you had to drink this morning already?
I'm an alcoholic wife beater.
How much have you had to drink today already?
It was just a pina colada.
Right, okay.
To get you started, take the edge off.
Well, sure, I understand that.
Take the edge off.
And
I've got to get ready. I've got this photo shoot, love.
Listen, when are we going out again, you and me?
Can you ring next week, darling?
All he says to me is, this week's busy, but next week, and then next week's busy, and it's always the week after.
I get that all the time.
Okay, next week, let's go out. Honestly, I'm free Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right, how about Thursday?
You know I'm doing it. You can't do anything. You know I can't do anything on Thursday. That's what's on Friday night.
We know you can't do anything on a Thursday. We've seen the show. Now, listen, have a good photo shoot. If you are double booked, can I go on this morning and be you?
Of course you can. You do a fantastic impression of me, don't you?
It's me, Alan.
There you go. No one will know the difference.
No, they won't. I mean, especially with the amount that you're putting on down in the belly area.
Oh! Right, that's it. You know I've got a photo shoot. You attack my drinking, my body weight. This is going to be great, isn't it?
I tell you what, Alan has instructed the photographer to shoot him because he's worried about certain aspects of his body. From the eyebrows up, apparently, he's going to be the cover of the book.
Yeah, when you go into Waterstones and see a man wearing a burqa, you'll know it's mine.
My Life in a Burqa by Alan Carr.
Yes, behind the burqa. Sorry.
All right, listen, have a good photo shoot.
I will, love. Love to Justin.
Bye, love. Love you, mate.
Bye.
I think he's got that wrong. I really do think he's supposed to be on this morning.
They just, as I swear in my life, we got the TV on, and there was just an advert, and it just showed you two.
Yeah.
And then showed the fella off The Apprentice, so I'd imagine they're the guests today.
I think he's made a mistake.
Do you want us to ring this morning and find out who they're expecting?
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure they're expecting me and Alan.
It's me, Alan.
I knew he was in bed. I knew it.
He's such a kid.
I know.
You know, he turned up late to the BAFTAs.
Did he?
An hour late.
He turns up to the BAFTAs. This is really good. I think I told this story, but he turns up late to the BAFTAs. And Graham Norton does the intro. So he misses that. And in the intro of jokes, there's a joke about Alan Carr. But Alan Carr's not there.
Mm.
But the cameraman knows where he's going to be sitting. So the cameraman's pointing the camera at an empty chair. So when Graham Norton does a joke about teeth and glasses, they cut. And they cut to Justin. So Justin just looks at the camera to go, he's not here, it's me.
It's an hour late.
That's true, isn't it? An hour late for the BAFTA.
Completely true. I'm sat there on my own.
I didn't realise it started so early. It's not on telly till 8.
You'd seen the trailer on TV. the trailer on TV saying the BAFTA's 8 o'clock tonight, BBC One. So Al thinks that's what time he has to be.
That's true.
Talking of Alan, the reason why he's busy at the end of next week is Friday, he's doing the Joe Wiley show. Oh. Well, not doing, he's a guest on.
Oh, I love Joe.
So.
Oh, he hates me.
He doesn't, he loves
does.
You.
He hates me.
He loves you, I can tell you that for a fact.
Well, anyway.
In a special way.
We're going to do the Golden Hour. So we have to wrap this up, sadly. But you should... come in one day,
I'd love
right,
to.
For the end of the show, and then we'll just book the studio out for 3 hours, and we'll just sit here
and sing.
No one will hear it, but we'll just do it for ourselves.
No one needs to hear it, it's just for us.
Well, this is it. I think
you.
The nation do need to hear your singing.
Thanks, mate.
So, please watch on a week Monday on Sky.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
I've lost my notes. The Bristol Flyer. That's
the Bristol Flyer.
Yeah.
With Justin Lee Collins. And tell all your friends that he's got the greatest voice since Barbara Windsor.
Thanks. Mm. Thanks, mate.
You're more than welcome. And the Sunday Night Project continues to be the juggernaut of success that it is, keeping Channel 4 afloat. Sunday night, 10 o'clock.
Yes, please come back on and do it again.
I'd love to. Man.
Thank you.
The money is brilliant.
I know.
No, I'd do it for free.
Would you really?
Not now.
No, of course not.
But not now.
Please come and do it.
I love the show. I love the show. You know, I'm a big fan.
I love you.
I'm a big fan. If I ever do a TV show, I'm going to copy that idea.
Come on.
I might even steal some of the staff. But anyway, let's not go there. Anyway. So, Sunday night, Pamela Anderson is on the Friday Night Project. At Sunday Night
Sunday
Project.
Night Project.
Do you want to hear this thing? I know we're going to be late for the gold now, but we'll drop the news.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to play a piece of music. You've got to tell me what it is.
Okay.
All right. That's all you've ever heard, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like it.
Okay.
It's good up to that point.
My guitar hero. This is your theme tune. You never heard it before.
Never heard this. We're picking up the pieces of the puzzle
of the source of machines. Not good, is it?
No, that's not
dark, dirty rock.
Yeah.
So I said to you, the theme tune works on the Sunday Night Project.
It really does.
But how would anyone ever hear that and go, this rubbish record would make a great theme?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that. I love that.
It's awful. You're going to hear this bit. You're going to hear this bit. It's called Light in the Sky, right?
Sounds like a cat.
Listen, here we go. Great instrumental.
Yeah.
Here we go. Me and mine, there's a light in the sky. Me and mine, there's a light in the sky. It's amazing, isn't it?
That's so strange.
It's amazing.
As an instrumental, it really works.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, just drop the vocal.
Drop the vocal. We will.
Yeah.
We'll drop the vocal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you could re-sing it.
I'll redo it.
Oh, me, oh, my, there's a link. No, I can't do it.
I'll recut it. You know, I'll drop my vocal on it. Drop my vocal.
Look at him, look. I always think you're stood at the side of the thing with a mic and a piece of paper going, yeah. The Friday Night, the Sunday Night Project with me, Jackson Lee Collins.
I am.
Alan Carr. Musical guest, Duran Duran. But now please welcome this week's guest host, Dominic Byrne! Anyway. Okay, watch the show then on Sunday night. Right, we're going to do the gold now. So thank you, Mr. Justin Lee Collins!
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.